2 months after the death of Elijah Doughty and town riots in Kalgoorlie, Aboriginal teenagers are calling for a drop-in centre. They say they're being physically abused at home and they need somewhere safe to go. The mayor of Kalgoorlie says antisocial problems are the result of bad parenting and that each generation of Aboriginal people is worse than the last. WA's Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Peter Collier, has refused to condemn the mayor's remarks, as Sarah Dingle reports.
On Kalgoorlie's main street, I meet a 14-year-old Aboriginal teenager hanging out in a plaza.
What is there for kids to do?
Nothing really. All dopey.
So what do kids do?
Walk around. Really boring. I can't stand it. There's nothing here that's free.
He's the same age as Aboriginal teenager Elijah Doughty, who was found dead 2 months ago with a stolen motorbike after being hit by a ute. The driver of the ute was white, prompting what the Premier labelled a race riot in town. Many of the teenagers around here knew Elijah Doughty.
How did you feel when you heard about his passing?
Just felt upset and, you know, like Kalgoorlie was getting more worse.
At night, I meet a group of teenage girls, all Aboriginal, who grew up with Elijah Doughty.
And he was nice to everyone. He was a good kid. But he fell into the wrong crowd and he started doing the wrong things. Not only that, but he had some trouble at home, so he started living with his pop.
A girl we'll call Kate is 16, and like Elijah Doughty, she's faced trouble at home.
At home is kind of difficult because getting abused from parents and stuff. Like, they take the anger out on us, mostly. My parents just went from a healthy mother to started taking drugs and started abusing me. So, yeah.
I asked Kate what she thinks kids in Kalgoorlie need.
And there's, like, no kids' activities or nothing, but, like, there's activities, but you got to pay for them and not enough money.
So you want to see more activities for teenagers and for kids around town?
Yeah.
That you don't have to pay for, obviously.
Yeah. And for, like go to that activity and do fun stuff with them and forget about stuff that happens in at home or somewhere and just somewhere to go and chill.
What Kate wants is a drop-in centre. The town mayor, John Bowler.
We're working towards that. They cost money. They just don't jump out of trees.
One of the reasons for that is that Kalgoorlie-Boulder Council has subsidised the town's new golf course to the tune of $25 million and counting.
It just seems extraordinary that the golf course has never turned a profit and probably won't turn a profit for another 6 years, which would be 12 years of operations without turning a profit. And yet the city doesn't yet have a youth drop-in centre, given all the social problems that you say exist.
Yeah, well, we'll address that.
The golf club has around 400 members. One of them is the mayor.
Do you think you have a conflict of interest because you're a member of the golf club?
No, don't be stupid. That's the dumbest question you have ever asked in your life, isn't it? So I'm not, because I'm the mayor, I'm not supposed to play golf?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying...
Yes, you did.
No, I'm yes, asking whether you think you have a conflict of interest, perceived or actual, because you're a member of the golf club, which owes the city hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, that was built by a previous mayor and I think he did a wonderful job. It's a fantastic facility for this community.
Around town, everyone has a different theory on why there are social problems in Kalgoorlie. For Mayor John Bowler, each generation of Aboriginal people is worse than the last.
Everything comes in a way down to the parents. And what I'm saying is it seems that each generation gets a little worse than the one before. So I worry, what's the next generation going to be like in 20 years' time?
The Aboriginal Affairs Minister, Peter Collier, says the mayor is free to say what he likes.
Look, John's a friend of mine, but there's some few things I disagree with him on. I disagree with him on that one. Aboriginal people are beautiful people.
Do you think he should be saying that as an elected public official? You are the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs.
That's up to him. He can make that call if he likes.
Do you think it's appropriate for him to say that?
Well, you know, as I said, it's up to John to make that call.
He is the mayor of a town which just had what your premier called a race riot. You're not going to condemn him for saying that each generation of Aboriginal people is a little worse than the last?
I'm not going to.
Is that a helpful comment?
I'm going to disagree with him, Sarah.
That's Peter Collier, Western Australia's Aboriginal Affairs Minister, ending that report from Sarah Dingle. And you can hear the full investigation from Sarah on Background Briefing this Sunday morning here on RN after the 8 o'clock news.